This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine will receive $1.5 billion from the World Bank to support reconstruction and recovery, Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said on Friday. The funds will be provided with guarantees from the Japanese government and channeled to support social security and economic development, Shmyhal, whose country has been invaded by Russia, said on the Telegram messaging app. Ukraine is rebuilding schools, hospitals, roads, and bridges, and implementing repairs in the energy sector despite continued fighting in the south and east of the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with Swedish environmental activist Greta Thunberg and prominent European figures who are forming a working group to address ecological damage in the Ukraine war. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The working group on the environment includes Thunberg, former Swedish Deputy Prime Minister Margot Wallström, and former Irish President Mary Robinson. Zelensky says forming the group is a very important signal of supporting Ukraine. We need your professional help. Thunberg adds Russian forces are deliberately targeting the environment and people's livelihoods and homes, and therefore also destroying lives. The meeting comes as fighting continues. The governor of the Kherson region, Alexander Prokudin, says two people were killed in the region's capital from a Russian strike, and another person was killed in a morning strike on the village of Blitzorka. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Fireworks were set off and a swimming pool construction site was set ablaze in a Paris suburb overnight on Thursday during a third night of riots in France. The destruction and unrest came in protest of the fatal shooting of a teenager by police. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Authorized psychiatrists in Australia will be able to prescribe sanctioned use of psychedelics for some mental health conditions beginning Saturday, from Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists has issued new guidelines for its members' use of psychedelic drugs. They must only be administered in a hospital or clinic, where two psychotherapists must stay with the patient for 6 to 8 hours to ensure their safety. The organisation has said that with a lack of mental health professionals in Australia, it's likely that few providers will be able to meet these conditions. Other experts fear that the new regulations that permit the use of MDMA and psilocybin in Australia from July 1 have been approved too quickly. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A U.S. B-52 strategic bomber took part in military exercises with South Korea on Friday, Seoul officials said, in the latest show of force amid tension over North Korea's failed launch of a spy satellite. The U.S. military also flew its F-16 and F-15 fighters alongside the bomber for the drills, which were joined by South Korean jets, Seoul's defense ministry said. A leading global health body is preparing to declare one of the world's most common artificial sweeteners a possible carcinogen. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Could drinking diet sodas, chewing gum, and eating yogurt lead to cancer? The World Health Organization is set to label aspartame, an artificial sweetener found in these products, a possible cancer risk. But will consumers be willing to kick the habit?
It seems like everything causes cancer these days.
Always knew it kind of like tastes funny.
I'd rather even have sugar instead of aspartame.
Food companies now need to decide whether to fight back against the labeling, ignore it, or find alternative sweeteners to use.
Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. A British prosecutor said on Friday Kevin Spacey is a sexual bully who assaults men and does not respect personal boundaries or space at the start of the U.S. Oscar-winning actor's trial on sex offense charges. The 63-year-old has pleaded not guilty to a dozen allegations of historic sex offenses committed against four men, which are said to have taken place between 2001 and 2013. Spacey, who is being tried under his full name, Kevin Spacey Fowler, watched wearing a gray suit, a gold-colored tie, and glasses. I'm Joe Ramsey.